This is Wade Bresky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Obama administration officials said they have no specific plans to boost investigations, arrests, or prosecutions of gun sellers who do not comply with the law. No task force have been assembled, no agents or prosecutors have been specifically reassigned to such cases, and no funding has been reallocated to accelerate gun sale investigations in Washington or at the offices of the 93 U.S. attorneys. Studies by the Economic Policy Institute are finding that guest workers' pay is falling or flat in the top 15 guest worker occupations, pointing to exploitation. Only 22% of middle and high school students thought that caring for others was more important than personal happiness or individual achievement. Advocates of more use of medical records data cite a Stanford and Houston research study that found a type of heartburn medicine was increasing the risk of a patient having a heart attack by almost 20% after crunching a couple of million records. More than a dozen states have strengthened laws to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. When comparing wages 10 years after graduation and the cost of education with scholarships for lower-income students, the top 10 ranking higher education values for such students are MIT, Harvard, Stanford, Massachusetts Maritime, Penn, Duke, Washington and Lee in Virginia, Princeton, Columbia, and Georgia Tech. The fact-checking website PolitiFact found that a majority of Trump's statements investigated have been rated mostly false at 17%, false at 40%, and pants on fire for 20%. Small towns in Texas are not able to pass laws not authorized by the legislature or exercise home rule, which has led to an inability to regulate where sex offenders are allowed to live in their communities. Michel Martelly, president of Haiti, left office after his five-year term without a successor in place because of election complaints alleging fraud and forcing a new election this spring. Airbnb is allowing settlers to post available lodging for guests in illegal settlements in occupied territory. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.